Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 154 of How You At You. It's your girl Shinies from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so as we move on to our very first segment, which is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shinies, we're about to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shinies, spill the tea.
Rise's Anton has been hit with dating rumours after an alleged picture of him and a woman were holding hands started circulating the internet. Oh no. The user who posted the picture wrote, "Oh, dear Anthony, when the fans were getting a bit frustrated over the fact that he didn't show up once to Weverse while on vacation, Anton was out and about doing this, haha." And the fans and the fans thought he had lost his cell phone while he was in New Jersey, lol. Rise members are the same. Had the woman been his mother, his fan sites would have uploaded the photos first, haha. This haha is kidding me. You all don't think this is Anton. You don't want to believe it. Another user posted screenshots with another individual who states that the girl is not a celebrity and just a normal girl from New Jersey. Fans are calling SM Entertainment to protect Rise better. Following the rumours, the woman in question spoke out on Instagram, denying that she's dating the idol. In the post, she states that they were indeed holding hands, but they are not dating. She claims they have been close friends and the photos in question were taken when they were with a group of friends and not alone. She then explains she posted the photos to remember to remind herself of that day, and she was not aware it would cause an issue. SM Entertainment has yet to comment on the rumours. But I just want to say with this whole thing, yeah, from what I got from when she posted, like, you know, like, we're just friends and blah, 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 and then, like, she posted, like, receipts and stuff, I think it's someone within their circle that was being messy.
Well, if she's the one that posted, knowing that, like, someone's work situation, how? But I think we skipped over a big piece of information.
Okay, go on, fill me in.
Fans will be fans, but this started off, I don't know if I heard you incorrectly, but was he not on vacation? And what was this entitlement that, because he didn't post on was it Weverse? Thought he lost his phone. What? Yep. He's on vacation.
He's not allowed to do that.
I know it's difficult to separate for some people. This is why I seek help. But this is their job. When you're on vacation, you're not, I hope if you're in a healthy working environment, you're not still liable to carry out the same responsibilities you would do when you're clocked in.
Mm.
So, and what's this, like, haha? Like, what is that?
I don't know. But this is over nothing. Anyway, I just feel sorry for the poor girl that was dragged into this, because she's just like, I'm just taking a picture of my friend. Like, I hold hands with my friends. It's a very normal thing to do. Yeah. Well, yeah. Rise is going through it, isn't it? Anyway, moving on. Seventeen is set to become the first K-pop act to perform at Glastonbury. The event will be held on the 26th of June to the 30th. And additionally, Seventeen is also headlining Lollapalooza this year in Berlin as well. I mean, I'm happy for Seventeen, but I kind of feel sorry for Carrots, because, like, European Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially with Glastonbury, right? those tickets are not cheap, and people that Glastonbury is their scene, I feel like right now Glastonbury sold out. I could be wrong, because they release tickets before they tell you who the lineup is.
Ah, okay.
So even if there were some carrots that wanted to go, it's going to be either impossible to extremely hard to get any tickets. And then it's like, especially like diehard carrots, I know have like avoided other like K-pop concerts in the hopes that maybe they will come. So obviously they're saving all this money. And it's like, is it worth paying hundreds of pounds just to see what a 30 minute, maybe an hour set, when that same money could be used for an actual, just like a standalone 17 show?
Yeah. I think that's sometimes the difficulty with being a European fan, is that like, because we don't get much, you sort of, you don't have the pick of the bunch. So it is, like you said, is, oh, do I invest in this, and I'm only coming to basically support one group? Or you might enjoy other things in the lineup, yeah. Who knows? But I guess if you're a carrot, 17 would be the attraction for you to go. Or like you said, save that investment to potentially go to one of their concerts. So,
Yeah, I think the K-pop industry needs to do, and obviously I know it's been tried before, but they need like well-established companies or agencies to run some sort of, whether that is like a festival or just like an event where they do have similar acts in terms of like K-pop acts, whether that's like your 17s and your Blackpinks, your Stray Kids, whatever, all in one place, because I feel like people are then more likely to be like, you know what, yeah, I would rather go to that than a Glastonbury. Do you get what I mean? Because all in the same vein. And I think then, quote unquote, I guess, I don't know if it's a safer bet, because you still have to split costs with everyone. But
it's more likely, especially if you're predominantly a K-pop fan, that you would be open to seeing like a few different groups rather than coming for one K-pop group. And then maybe because you're not really into mainstream pop, not knowing anyone else, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Glastonbury and 17 doesn't make sense to me. Like, Lollapalooza kind of makes sense. They have more of like a mixture of things, but like the Glastonbury crowd, I don't know. But I mean, it's just a great achievement. You know, they're the first K-pop act to perform, so can't take that away from them. But wonder how they will be received by that crowd.
Exactly.
Only time will tell. This next story is for you, Shay.
Oh.
So we all know you loved Island, you know, that show.
Love is a strong word, but I did indulge, yes.
You loved it. You kept telling me about it. Okay, love is a strong word. You liked it. You enjoyed, I don't know, did you even watch the full episode? Or did you watch clips?
I don't think so.
Because now I'm thinking about it, now I'm deep and I'm like, I don't think she actually watched an episode. I think she just watched the highlight reel.
You know what? I think I did watch some episodes, but yeah, I indulged to some extent. Yes.
But anyway, we mentioned before that they're bringing Island 2 back, and it's going to be in partnership with the Black Label. So that's the label that's under YG, run by Teddy. So within this season, they want to create a girl group. Apparently, it's going to be the biggest girl group of 2024. You know how they like to exaggerate, but okay, sure. So they've announced that the main producer will be my husband Taeyang from Big Bang.
I was like, who is her husband?
Taeyang. The performance directors will be Monica and Lee Jung. You may know them from Woman Street Fighter, the first season. There will be performance directors. Then you have music producers, VVN and 24. So 24 has produced hits such as Blackpink's Doodoo Doodoo Doo, Jenny Solo, Rosé's On The Ground, and Sommi's Dum Dum. VVN also has helped working on Big Bang's Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter, Blackpink's Ready for Love, and Jisoo's Flower. And it's going to be emceed by Song Kang. The show is set to premiere on the 18th of
Song Kang
April.
Is in, like, the actor?
Yep.
I feel like they always get, like, well, maybe for more of, like, an idol show, it's understandable, but I feel like they always get the most low-key, calm image actors.
I know, it's
to
like,
MC
where,
these.
Like, where did you... Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people saying, okay, these producers or judges or whatever, they're cool or whatever, but where is... They need a producer that's mainly strictly vocals because this is all seeming very production, visual-based. Yes, we know Taeyang can sing and, you know, we can do his thing. But, like, respectfully, people don't go, oh, I'm not saying Taeyang can't sing. I said he's my husband, bruv. But people don't say, oh, yeah, let's go to Taeyang about vocals. Maybe I missed something. I don't know. But do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there isn't, like, oh, the vocal coach of the Black Label or... Do you know what I mean? Like, there's... Who's... I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear what you mean. And I know... I don't know if this is just my brain playing tricks on me. I know this has been mentioned before about Island, but I don't know how I feel about, like, this season of Island being, like, to create a girl group.
Okay, please expand.
I'm not to say that I don't think it will work, but when I watch Island, I felt like it made sense for, like, male contestants and to create a boy group. I don't know how it will feel. I'm, like, not saying it
but
won't
why,
work.
But
I'm
why,
just...
why did that make sense and this doesn't?
I don't know.
Well, that's not very clear, is it?
It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was funny for a change seeing them make boys be really catty and, like, dramatic. And I know they're just going to bump that up more with girls, but we're used to seeing that.
No, but I'm sure, I feel like they're trying to do, like, a produce 101 thing where, like, one season's boys and one season's girls, isn't it? I do get what you mean, though, because especially with, like, produce 101s, the girly seasons, I feel like, as you said, there would be a lot of hamming up of the cattiness, and even if that's not what the case may be, it's Mnet. They're going to edit it in a way that's, like... I don't know. We just have to wait. We have to wait and see. But yeah, if that's your thing, next month, the 18th, be there or be square. SM Entertainment announces that NCT's Taeyong is going to be enlisting soon. Do you need a hug, Shay? Are you okay?
That sent chills through my body. Oh my goodness. Who's going to look after the children?
I don't know. They're going to run wild because daddy is gone. But he's going to be enlisting on the 15th of April as an active duty soldier in the Navy. Which, this just seems weird because it feels like NCT just debuted like yesterday. I know they've been around for a while, but it really feels like it was yesterday. And just to hear that he's going to be enlisted just... It does something to my brain. It's like, we're here already. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. Obviously, we knew that the day would come, but it's come so soon.
What about the children? Oh, dear. And last but not least, let's talk about the real life K-drama that's happening. Because I was like, what in the Scooby-Doo land is going on? Anyway... Let's talk about the whole Han So-hee drama. So, let me break it down for y'all, for those that are confused. So, photos were leaked of actor Han So-hee and actor Jonhyul on holiday in Hawaii by a random fan that they were both in the same hotel and this fan took pictures of them by the pool or whatever. And then this random person posted it on Instagram. Of course, it gained traction, and this is where the dating rumors got out, like, oh, they're dating, la 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 la. Then Jonhyul's ex of 10 years, Girls Day Hyori, or you may know her as Axel, but I know her from Girls Day Something. Something. Oh. Yeah, so basically, after that rumor got out, she unfollowed Jonghyun on socials. And then she posted on her Instagram story with the caption, "It's interesting to me." And everyone was like, "Ooh, what's interesting, girl?" So apparently what I gathered and what people were gathering was, even though Hyori and Jonghyun ended their relationship in November 2023, we are speculating that even though it ended publicly, they were probably still doing a little something, something. They're probably still seeing each other after the fact, right? Hmm. So that's probably, she's like, this man didn't tell me he's dating someone. Okay. Interesting. So, you know, as I said, she probably didn't know about Han So-hee. Soon after that post, that cryptic post, Han So-hee then ran to her Instagram posting a long explanation stating that she isn't a homewrecker and she doesn't date men who are in relationships. And then she kind of threw shade at the end of her post saying, "It's interesting to me too." Mm. Ooh, drama. Because it's
like Jimin-ne on like the first story. I love that this all happened like in the story. But like the deeper level of shade is that obviously the story broke that they were spotted in Hawaii. I feel like everyone's like, why was Dispatch in Hawaii?
But no, but this, wait, this wasn't Dispatch at this point.
Yeah, not yet. The Dispatch reported on it afterwards, because initially I think when what's her name, the Girls Day lady,
Hyori,
yes, because when she posted on her story, it was like a picture that looked like it could be Hawaii, because it's like palm trees. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then basically Han So-hee basically implied that she has no romantic involvement with Jonghyun, right? So I don't know how long this post was up, child, but she quickly deleted it and admitted that she is in a relationship. So she's backtracking. Everyone's like, okay, what was all of this? So, yeah, she admitted that they were seeing each other, but only after he ended things with Hyori. She claims that that their relationship, so Jonghyun's and Hyori's relationship, ended at the beginning of 2023. But she lying, because she said she read about their breakup in an article. But this so-called article that was meant to, she's referring to, that happened in June, doesn't exist, right? So she said she read it in June, but there was an article in August stating that Hyori and Jonghyun haven't broken up. And then the official, like, "Oh yeah, we've broken up," was released in November. Then only 2 days after the article was released was their first sighting of Jonghyun and Han So-hee was spotted together publicly for the first time at some exhibition or something. So it's like, okay. Then what you were talking about, Shay, Dispatch then leaked more pictures of the pair on holiday together in Hawaii, and these pictures were taken whilst this whole back and forth was happening. So these pictures, you could just see they both look kind of stressed. And so he's on her phone, it just looks like a whole mess. Yeah. And then I don't know, it kind of seemed this is how I read it. Yeah, it's kind of like Dispatch was coming to Hyori's defense, like, "But look, they're together," and da 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 da, right? that's how, just, you know, Dispatch is messy, right? But do you know what annoys me?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this man stayed silent. This man didn't stick up for his new girl or his old girl. He's just quiet. Like he can't see what's going on. He didn't come to defend nobody. Stand up. Do you know what I can see happening as well? This is just my speculation.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's too concerned about his image, right? And obviously, even though I don't know why there's so much emphasis on Han So-hee or whatever, yeah, because he probably told her one thing, probably was still being pally-pally, close, flirty-flirty with Hyori, right? So probably both being told sweet nothings at the same time. No one's really coming for him, per se. Everyone's like, Hansel, you're a homewrecker. And it's like, girl, like...
I feel like that always happens, though.
And it's just like, I feel like, because he cares about his image, I won't be surprised if we hear in a month or two, it's like, oh, we've decided to part ways because of busy schedules. That's my prediction. That's going to happen.
It's very messy, but... Yeah, hopefully. I don't know, it's complicated because I think, although I hadn't fully delved into all the intricacies of this situation when it first, well, at least when I heard about it first, but when you're in the public eye and say you had quite a significant relationship with someone and you're seeing someone else and you feel like the news could affect the person in terms of like their image or their work or them being in the news again, even if you guys don't talk anymore, do you feel as though said person in new relationship has a sort of responsibility to let the person know?
Well, I just think because I think they were doing a little secret thing on the low, that's why.
It got messy. Even outside of this situation, like, do you think that you
ask the question
should...
again, sorry.
So say, for example, you were dating someone, you guys dated for 10 years, for example.
That's a long time.
Exactly. Very significant time. You know,
he's
like
not even that cute. Sorry.
Not
sorry.
About them.
I'm sorry. Okay, go on. I've been dating someone for 10 years. Okay,
yeah, 10 years. Like, the public loved you together. Like, you were like a couple that everyone sort of acknowledged and processed.
Made him look good. Yeah.
Exactly. Then you broke up and then he is going to date someone new. He knows that the news, they could bring up you again or start roping you into things. You think that they could bring him up again and start roping him into the news? Do you think you have a responsibility to, like, just drop him a text and be like, oh, like, so you know I'm seeing someone new, news might come out about it, so they're prepared? Or are you, like,
I think especially if you're seeing someone, okay, it depends how we broke up. Just say we broke up amicably or whatever, right? I feel like, especially if we, according to this, right, if we go by this, if we broke up in November, I literally, 2 days later, you're spotted with someone. Okay, yeah, we broke up, but I'm going to feel a way about it. I feel like, in that case, yes, you should be like, listen, I'm seeing someone. Like, and even then, I'd be looking at you sideways, I'm like, it's been 2 days. So how long have you been talking to?
Yeah,
cause, like,
time
you
is
have,
crazy, yeah.
Because listen, that means you would have to be, you may not have done anything, but
you
guys
would have
talking.
A talking stage.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there has to be some communication for you guys to be like, okay, yeah, let's meet up. Like, do you get what I mean? So
this,
I just feel like...
This guy's an actor?
Apparently so.
Unless this is like a whole PR thing because they're going to be in a drama together. Because this feels very random.
Yeah, and it feels very messy. And yeah. I don't know, it doesn't, you know, maybe things are changing, but this doesn't seem like the career way. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's giving very TMZ.
It's giving shade borough. It's giving shade room. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can see this more from, like, you know, like, you hear news like, oh, Cardi B and Offset, they've broken up. And it's like, Offset was spotted with so-and-so. And I can see Cardi B maybe, you know, doing a subliminal on stories.
I think the messiness level, yeah, it's like very adjacent to... Yeah. What's that other guy where him and he was the male lead from Descent of the Sun, like, they were married,
oh,
and then the messiness is getting
I
up
know,
there.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of their names.
What's his name? I see his face. I know who you're talking about.
Because honestly, when you were, like, going through all of this and reading it, my brain was like, I get why people care, but this, like, I couldn't care less about this, not from a mean way.
Yeah, I agree.
But it isn't news.
But it's just... It's news because it's the way it was dealt
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Because
I mean?
If people break up and then, like, that's not news. But because it's so messy and, like, the timelines and the crossovers, that's why it's messy.
It's so messy and he's not even cute. Anyway, that's not the point. I just think it's messed up that he's been just quiet. And then when he landed back in Korea, obviously all the, like, media was waiting for him at the airport. He has the cheek to cover his face. Show your face. This is your mess. Because Reed, I would have dropped him. I would have dropped him.
Well.
But anyway, I think still things are coming out. I think Han Seo Hee, she's back in Korea now, and she's basically saying she's threatening legal action against any haters because obviously she's getting a lot of hate. Mm. I don't know why she's getting a lot of hate, to be honest. I think it's the whole backtracking thing that made her look a bit silly, but at the end of the day, it's not her fault, man. Gosh, it's always men, isn't it? But anyway, that's the hot tea. Let us know what you would do in that situation. Answer Shay's question. If you were dating someone for 10 years and then 2 days later after you broke up, they were in a museum with some next girl, would you feel a type of way? Are you the kind of person that would... See, the thing is, if I was going to throw subliminals on Instagram, that wouldn't be on my public story. It'd be on my close friends. Or yeah. It's for the group chat.
That's why it wouldn't be so obvious. Like it could be a post, but it wouldn't be an obvious post. It would be like
it'd probably just be the palm trees.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, this is so fun. No, we're too messy for this. But yes, moving on.
But yes, that is hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HallyuAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouactual. So Shay, shake it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, if you don't speak Korean, you have no place to judge or analyze Korean rappers. This includes idols. If you have no ability to understand the actual wordplay, rhythm, scheme, meaning, etc. of verses, then you shouldn't be judging it. Sure, translations exist, but none will ever capture the verses like their original language. You miss out on so much cultural context and clever wordplay and double meanings. K-pop rappers aren't bad, you just don't speak enough Korean to appreciate them.
I would have to disagree with this.
Yeah, I think it's valid to an extent. Yes. But I think without, understanding like nuance and wordplay, and if someone's intentionally missing a beat or doing something because it relates to what they're conveying or speaking on, but there is like a general feeling, like you can tell if someone, that's why you can enjoy music of other languages and not understand, mm-hmm. because you can understand like, oh, this person like really understands the beat. Doesn't mean that they're on beat all the time, but they could intentionally being off beat, but that still is conveyed through the song and you can feel that and sense that. Mm-hmm. There are some people, no matter how good, like I have a certain level of comprehension when it comes to Korean. You could be okay, doing Ms. something.
Bilingual.
Sorry. Girl, don't test me, but but you could have like a certain level of like, I don't know, there's like a certain level of wordplay or intentionality that's going into what you're conveying, but perhaps you still weren't meant to be a rapper, like it still doesn't sound good. So I think it depends.
I also think as well, again, as you said, there is some validity to what this person is saying. But at the same time, if a rap is trash, a rap is trash. Mm. Do you know what I mean? In terms of sometimes, and this is not just for like K-pop rap or whatever, just in rap in general, sometimes a rap can be so simplistic, right? There is no double meaning, double entendre, wordplay, context clues. It's just a trash.
Yeah.
It's just a trash verse, and that's okay. And I have every right to say this is trash. But at the same time, I do agree in certain aspects, you know, and I think we've even said it before, like, especially more with the Korean hip hop side, because I don't feel like, and I could be wrong, of course there are certain songs, but on the grand scheme of things, I don't think K-pop rap are doing some mad crazy versus it in the grand scheme of things. These conversations more come into play when people think they're rap experts when Show Me the Money comes on. And I've said this before.
Yeah.
When I'm like, okay, we may be missing certain cultural context or the entendres, wordplay, whatever, because we only have a less than basic understanding of Korean, if that makes sense. So, and yes, I agree. But once you release art into the world, whether that's drawing, music, movies, it's down to the people to judge it. It's not yours anymore. It's the world's.
Exactly. Like, it's open and it's in a public domain. And people, I think it's fine to have input, but I think there's so many layers to this, because art, is this person specifically talking about in terms of lyrics or the rap as a whole? Because we would be completely, like, even though we don't have a fluent level comprehension of Korean, or we might not understand everything, if we watch Show Me the Money and someone's come on there with locks and they're doing a whole bit, I could say that's not a good rapper.
It could be spitting, though.
It's like, I might stream.
before they cancel that. This is why black people can't progress. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But they could be. No, I'm joking. But no, but it's true.
Yeah.
Context is everything.
Yes, very, very important. And rapping fast does not equate to good rap.
Yes, please. I'm so sick of when people get into like online arguments and I'm just there preying the comments because I'm nosy. And it's like, well, my fave rap's better than your fave because he raps really fast. So I can say my phone number really fast. I mean, it's a good rap.
Exactly. And I think that's the beauty of like music in general. And even like when you niche down to rap, there are so many styles that fall into rap. So it's like finding your own sound. Mm. Like just making it fast doesn't make it make sense.
Yeah. And it's the same with dance as well. When people say someone's a really good dancer because they dance fast and all their movements are super like hard, it's like, no, there's different levels to it. What works for one style is not going to work for another.
Exactly.
Like when you're dancing like to like a piano or afro beats or whatever, it's a lot of the style is very chilled, very laid back. It's meant to look like I can do this in my sleep kind of thing. There's like there's a beauty to the how to make it look simple.
Mm.
But yeah, if you're trying to like really kick it out the park and hit, it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
It's like ballet has a certain grace to it and a certain rigidness, where if you use that same rigidness for like hip hop or like something that's meant to be flowy and bouncy, it doesn't translate well. That person looks like a bad dancer because they're trying to use the same formula for a different style. So it's the same for rap.
Exactly. It's like, I think it's meant to feel, I am trying to think of like an analogy. It's like when you're eating chicken, but then you don't want the chicken to start tasting like chicken. It should just like, you should just be immersed in like the art rather than thinking like, oh, this is, might sound silly because it technically is a performance, but it shouldn't feel performative or forced. It should just feel, yes. Yeah.
But you should be immersed in it kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's that. On to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, G-Idol needs to become better at pronouncing English words in their songs. This isn't a dig at them because I can understand how challenging it can be to learn and comprehend a new language, but with a little more practice, I feel the pronunciation could be a lot better.
I think at this point, it's an artistic choice. I thought, especially not necessarily like the pronunciation of English words, but the way that they structure certain words into songs. I can't think of an example right now, but like it makes the song sound sonically better.
So like you feel like it's probably done like very intentionally. So
yeah, like you know, like you know, like for example, there'd be like certain rappers, like English speaking rappers, right? They may like bend the word so it rhymes with the word before, but in reality, that, I don't know, bread doesn't rhyme with blue, but if I said, I don't know, if I bent the word bread, that's just, do you know what I mean? Like, if I bent the word bread to sound like ooh at the end, I don't know how I would do it. Like,
But yeah, sometimes things are
so it rhymes. Yeah. So it rhymes with blue, but it doesn't. It doesn't really rhyme. But it just sounds better.
Mm.
And I think that's what they're going for. I don't think they're trying to like perfect their pronunciation. Because even not even just G Idol, I've also heard like other idols from the past. And even if the idol is English speaking, they will be like saying, "Oh, I love you." Like, no, we want you to say "lub."
Yeah, like sounds, very cursive.
Yeah, or, and it's like, yeah, but it's pronounced "love." Like, yeah, but we want you to sing it like this because it's just a stylistic choice. We, as people that speak the language, may not get it. Like, we don't understand why they would do that, and it may be maybe a bit jarring to our ears in certain songs. But, I just think it's a stylistic choice.
Hmm. No, I think it's completely fair if it's done intentionally. I do think, and this doesn't just pertain to G-Idol, I think within K-pop sometimes using English words is sometimes just forced in there.
Yeah.
Because obviously, there's a few English words in the chorus, more of an international audience will probably catch on. And I don't think that's always necessary. Or something that stresses me, and once again, like, truly, like, kudos to these people, like, learning a new language or even being brave enough to, like, just try to pronounce. It can be, like, scary to pronounce a word that isn't from your native language and it might not be right. But I think what stresses me out sometimes is when I'm listening to a song and then someone's like, yeah, this is the English version, and I have no idea what's being said.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
I don't think all songs need an English version.
I agree. You don't need it.
It's not necessary.
Like, there's been countless times where I'm listening to a song, I have no idea that it's English until someone says, yeah, the first verse was in English. I'm like, which part? I thought they were singing Korean
stuff. Yeah. And like you said, a lot of the time, some of the times it is, these things are done intentionally just so things like sound good and still on beat. But to English listeners or people that understand English, it sounds like Simlish, because sometimes they even make the English speaking like members also sing it that way. Off English yeah. way. So yeah, it's interesting.
Indeed.
Yes, and then on to our last unpopular opinion. This person said, YG stopped creating good female rappers after 21. No shade, this is just my genuine opinion.
I just think YG... Oh, no, I feel... How do I feel? What do I feel? Why do I feel? I don't know, I just feel like they don't pick... Or maybe they ain't people, female rappers... Just rappers in general auditioning for those places. So then what we get is like a watered down version, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. When I think of YG, I don't... Like, the way when I think of SM, I think like vocalists and vocals. Mm. When I think of YG, I don't think of rap. It's weird. I don't pin any like one like rap, dance, vocal on YG. It's more like...
Mm.
I don't know, like the YG factor, like the oomph, like they just have something. Like up until maybe, I don't know, probably Blackpink. I don't know if Icon did. YG did barely had choreo to their songs. 21, Big Bang Days. So I think it was more like just this like star quality that all their artists had. Mm. So I don't, rappers in terms of 21... I guess CL was a rapper. Was she the only rapper in 21?
Well, Minzy used to rap here and there, but I think back in the 21 Big Bang days, I think a lot of people did associate YG as the K-pop hip-hop kind of label, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense because they were... No, I wouldn't say they were the first idol groups to really push hip-hop in that space. I would say first-gen K-pop groups pushed that quite a bit, but... That's what they were known for. Mm. But yeah, I don't know any good female rappers after 21.
I'm really trying to think. The silence is really loud.
like Blackpink raps, but when I think of them, they're more like full package, like, oh, Blackpink. I don't think for rappers.
But when I think Blackpink, and this is like no shade, like I just feel like they can perform the raps well. I don't feel like that's coming from them, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, when I think of CL, I picture her... And I could be wrong with all of this. This is just what's in my head. I picture her... Even if she doesn't write the whole verse, she's come up with concepts for the rap. Like, I could see her doing more rappery things.
I think this relates back to... Was it our first Unpopular Opinion where, it, like, you can feel... the vibe from her where it isn't just like, with, I guess, like when you think of perhaps Blackpink rapping, it's for the performance, but you don't see them individually as rappers.
Like, it just feels like I'm like they do it well. I'm not, this is not like to come down on Blackpink. I feel like they perform well, but I just don't get like when I think of a rapper, I think of rappers that listen to rap outside of making it because they love it. I feel like rappers are really ingrained within the genre of rap, whether that is Korean rap or like Western rap or whatever. Like, you can kind of feel the influence. Whereas I feel like with Blackpink, it was kind of like, well, we've got to have a rap in the song and, yeah, perform it this way and they could just translate it well.
Yeah, but I think probably very similar to probably SM prior to NCT, where it was just like, yeah, every group should have a rapper. And you could tell that some of the rapping assigned members in groups had like no connection to rap outside of, okay, this is just my part. I just need to deliver this. So, yeah, fair enough. But those are all of our unpopular opinions. If you guys want to submit any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or hot tea, you can submit those anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/halu@you, or you can send them to us via email, which is halut@gmail.com. It's now time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what's on our radars, if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
It's a bit dry this week. Yeah, it's nothing for me. I'm not going to lie, nothing's coming to mind.
What's on my radar? Oh wait, I feel like I had something. No, I don't know what's on my radar. What is on my radar? Oh, it wasn't on my radar, but news I came across. Isn't there that girl that was, I don't know if they've terminated their contract with her, but she was under AOMG and there was like the whole contracting situation.
I don't know who you're talking about, babe.
Oh, okay. I thought this was news to everyone, but I feel like someone sent it to me. There's a girl who is under AOMG. I think she's a singer.
What's she used her to name? Have Do you that... have a name?
No. I don't know movie name.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
No, but I have some clues that might help you. Okay. I think she had that segment on their YouTube channel where she would like be like cooking or something and then have a sit-down meal with different people. I think she's done it for like most of the AOMG people. Like, it looked very cutesy. They would sit down, talk.
Cutesy?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
What, wait. I can think of is Young G, but...
No, not her.
I know you're not talking about her. Cooking? Sit down?
I don't know if she cooked, but it's something involving food.
Food?
Oh, I feel like... Oh, who was it? It came out because she basically has different... Oh, I think it's... Minoy? I think
that's girl, who they?
I feel like you should know this.
Who they?
Wait, let me actually send it to you. So she's an AOMG artist, and there was something around like she was meant to be having like this almost brand deal with this company, and then she went on Instagram Live or something and started like crying and saying that, oh, like her fans will be disappointed in her and this thing happened. And she was giving a very different story to what transpired. But it was basically a case of she had a contract with this company, but she wanted them to pay her more money or something. So she tried to opt out short notice and saying that they like forged her signature on the contract and done all this other thing, but it was later revealed that everything was done above board and it just seemed like she was trying to get more money out of the agreement.
Yeah, I don't know who this woman is. I've never seen her in my life.
Really?
What's her song? Does she have a song?
I don't know any of her music.
Girl.
Wait, I swear she had like this... I remember seeing the segment thing she had where she would sit down with people. This, wait, let me send you a link to one of their episodes.
Sorry to this woman.
I feel like it's usually me saying like, what? Who? Where?
I've never seen this in my life. I've never seen this before.
Well, I think they're terminating their contract with her or something.
Well, sorry, girl. I don't even really know what happened. Well, you just said what happened, but I'm so confused. But good luck.
Yep.
I wanted to say, you know, with the whole, we were talking about Lucas. It's so funny. I was talking about Lucas last week. Someone left a comment and I don't know, it just tickled me. And it was like, so basically it was the soundbite of, what does Lucas know? SN doesn't give second chances, XYZ, right? Mm-hmm. And someone was like, is someone drilling? That is really rude. Someone was like, maybe because Taemin's gone and then Kai's not around at the moment, he's there to fill that hole. And I'm like, with Lucas? I'm sorry, what? Like, 1 + 1 = 75. I would have never drawn the two together.
You know what? I think I get it. And I get what you're saying. And I think I get what they're saying. In that not from... Because I guess when we think of Taemin, Kai, we think of them as like good looking. But we think like performer. And although we don't perhaps think the same like performer when we think of Lucas, I think... perhaps trying to fill that sort of like heart-throbby void. I get it from that perspective.
Have SM looked around their roster? There are a lot of people.
She's like, you could have used anyone else.
Like, hello? They're acting like they don't have a lot of good-looking people in their camp to fulfill. Anyway, I'm not against Lucas doing his thing. Because that's all, up to now, I still don't know what he's allegedly done. So I don't have no ill will against him. So we'll just have to see what he offers up. It still baffles me. But hey ho.
From watching a little bit of his like documentary thingy, I realized for the longest time I was just misinformed. Because everyone is making it out as though like Lucas couldn't speak any language. I think his first language is just Cantonese. And that's why he struggled with, like, Korean, Chinese, and English. For the longest time, I was like, how did they speak to him? How were they communicating with him? Is he okay? I didn't quite understand. But, yes, I made that discovery. Yes. Thank you.
That's very worrying that you just made that discovery. But,
I feel like I never looked into it. I was just like, okay, cool. Yes.
Thank you for that, Shay. And that's all we have time for this week. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or hot tea to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.